Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. With a set of songs that deal with the eternalness of relationships, Jennifer Drummy has put together an album of her own songs, with a couple of covers, that utilizes a tightly focused band of seasoned players who had rhythm, guitar, pedal steel, and dobro textures to paint these songs with a watercolored, folkish Americana. Jennifer has a sweet-toned voice that is clear, concise, and controlled, and her songs are beautiful little masterpieces consisting of equal parts musical technique, vocal skill, and sincere words. Jennifer Drummy's new album is titled From Then Till Now Till When, and here she is with Say You Will.
Well, there couldn't be a better day for a walk with thoughts of you. So with this in mind, I'm on my way, knowing not where I'm going to. When I look into your eyes, I see all the world so tenderly. I don't know where this has taken me. Into you I've fallen free. So say you will come away, away with me. And say you will stay, stay with me for a while. I could stop the sunrise.
I wanna go where they're leading to. watch the sun and let it fall. Laugh by rivers, dance and lie. A silver jet now climbs the blue above and whispers dust. And who knows where the ends of days go? Softly at your side, we are safe in darkness now. There is no harm here. Smile the day goodbye. I'll follow.
That was I'll Follow You from Jennifer Drummy and her latest release, From Then Till Now Till When. Jennifer grew up in southwestern Pennsylvania amidst a lively musical family. Many evenings were spent with siblings around the piano singing folk songs. She could hear music easily at an early age and began studying violin at 6. This study continued through college while playing with various symphony orchestras. But simultaneously, another passion was brewing. As a young teenager, she got her first acoustic guitar for Christmas, and that was it. Songwriting was a natural progression. From Jennifer Drummy, this song is Bohemia.
like a drop of rain, just a moment of pain blinking in my eyes. It opened up the flood again that will not subside. I'm looking at a sunken world that has turned into a private enterprise. A vast plantation of slaves facing denial. But when we grow into bold and brave, we will laugh at their demise. We will rise like a tidal wave. We're holding oceans under our eyes. They've committed inhuman wrongs, and they've known all along, so they build their walls. The higher they build the dam, the more water falls. We're bloated from an ancient thirst. We're about to burst under history's sun. We know we haven't seen the worst. It's like we've just begun. But when we grow into bold and brave, we will laugh at their demise. Tidal wave, we're holding oceans under our eyes. Under our eyes, we can douse their fires. Under our eyes, we can drown our fears. Under our eyes, swim the desires of 10,000 years. But when we grow into bold and brave, we will laugh at their demise. Like a tidal wave, we're holding oceans under our eyes. When we grow into bold and brave, we will laugh at their demise. We will rise like a tidal wave. We're holding oceans under our eyes. We're holding oceans under our eyes.
We just heard Under Our Eyes by Fred Arcolio and his debut CD titled Seeds. The disc is a rare breed in the folk world, an ambitious 76-minute amalgam of blues, folk, pop, and Latin traditions in service of an urgently forward-looking social agenda. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. The longtime veteran of the Harvard Square music scene, David Johnston, put together an acoustic trio for his first release in 10 years. On the album, his raw emotions and affectingly quirky phrasings have never been better showcased. Saturated with raw production and performance, spirited lyrics and arrangements, there's no question that David is a minimalist, leaving space for his graceful and lush guitar picking and breathy tone. From David Johnston, here is On the Bright Side.
Thank you.
That was Departure from Vin Downs. Vin began studying guitar at the age of 11. His early interests were in the electric guitar, but this changed when he heard the music of David Cullen, Michael Hedges, and Leo Kottke. He was immediately intrigued with the art of fingerstyle acoustic guitar and went on to earn a degree in classical guitar performance and music education from William Patterson University. There are some great concerts happening around the state, including Ian Anderson at Abravanel Hall on October 22nd, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals at the Depot on October 27th, Rusted Root at the State Room on October 30th, Morrissey at Kingsbury Hall on November 4th, Martin Sexton at the Depot on November 7th, the infamous String Dusters at the State Room on November 8th, Rachel Yamagata at the State Room on November 23rd, and the Punch Brothers at the Depot on December 7th. The always fabulous Moab Folk Festival takes place November 2 to 4 with Harry Manx, Cheryl Wheeler, Cozy Sheridan, Willie Porter, Sarah Hickman, and Susie Bogus, among others, scheduled to perform. In Logan, Justin Roth plays at Crumb Brothers on October 27th, and the bluegrass band Chicken Dinner Road performs at Legends Billiards on November 30th. Billed as an Americana sensation, the group of young classically trained musicians, Harpeth Rising, is making an immense impact wherever they play. The quartet brings an exciting and distinctive sound to the Americana genre. A little bit bluegrass, a little bit folk, a little bit classical, and a whole lot of original, Harpeth Rising is worth a good listen. So, here is Harpeth Rising with the tune Coyote from their album titled Dead Man's Hand.
Done ate my boots and a lizard or three. My water's gone alcohol. alkali poison. I'm burned through to the core and there's blood on my feet. And soon there'll be laughter and voices. Oh yeah, soon there'll be laughter and voices.
We just heard Raise Your Glasses High from Mike and Ruthie and their new release titled The New York City EP. As a duo, Mike and Ruthie have refined their sound down to the very core of acoustic American music, demonstrating an uncommon ability to create songs as lyrically sophisticated as Bob Dylan or Leonard Cohen, and as harmonically beautiful as Gillian Welch and David Rawlings or Simon and Garfunkel. If you'd like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is available on iTunes. Just do a search for Fresh Folk, and you'll find us. My thanks to April Ashland for maintaining all things internet for us. Singer-songwriter Kate Campbell learned the piano at age 7 before switching to the guitar as a teenager during the folk rock heyday of the 1970s. On her latest album, titled 1,000 Pound Machine, Kate returns to the instrument of her childhood. Give a listen now to I Will Be Your Rest from Kate Campbell.
When you have fought every good fight, tried with all your strength and might, but cannot lift your sword, and that dragon's at your door. And when the tempest tosses you from side to side, you cannot find a place to hide. Listen for my voice in the middle of the storm. Hard to see the way or find the words to pray. And when the weight of this world keeps on bearing down, you cannot lift your eyes up from the ground. Don't you know?
William's wife, my life's happiest hours. struck down, and though another match I found, the joy I gained did wane and turn sour. I consoled myself with Hardwick's lofty towers. With Hardwick's lofty towers.
From Sarah McQuaid, that was Hardwick's Lofty Towers, which appears on her latest album, The Plum Tree and the Rose. Sarah is a gifted and captivating performer whose warm, haunting alto is delicately cradled by her sparkling guitar. She is both song crafter and song collector, equally at home with traditional Irish and Appalachian folk songs, Elizabethan ballads, and 1930s jazz numbers. Her musical output is a direct and unfolding reflection of her own eclectic background. Sarah was born in Spain, raised in Chicago, holds dual U.S. and Irish citizenship, and currently lives in rural England. A two-time Emmy Award winner, Kevin Briody is an internationally recognized singer and songwriter who's also a recording star in his own right. He is a three-time finalist in the Kerrville New Folk Contest in Texas and winner of the South Florida Folk Festival National Songwriting Competition. From Kevin Briody, here is In the Big Leagues.
Tommy's 10 years old and standing on his seat. He's got his cap turned backwards and mustard on his cheek. He knows someday he'll make the play that wins the game. So he dreams out loud that the roaring crowd is calling out his name. He can't wait. He's gotta take his cuts. He ain't gonna be some wannabe when he grows up. He's got the dream, he's got the drive, and he's got the guts. Yeah, he's born to be in the big leagues. He won't give up. Mary's tending bar down at the Wine and Dine. Just a small town singer who sees her life in headlines. She's pouring drinks for folks whose dreams have long since died. So she makes a toast to all their ghosts and leaves the dead behind. She can't wait on faith. She's gonna take her cuts. She ain't gonna be some wannabe when she grows up. She's got the dream, she's got the drive, and she's got the guts. Yeah, she's born to be in the big leagues. no difference if you're 6 or 65. 'Cause dreaming keeps the kid alive. You can't wait on fate, you gotta take your cuts. Ain't gonna be some wannabe when you grow up. You got the dream, you got the drive, and you got the guts. Yeah, you're born to be in the big leagues, so don't give up. Oh, you're born to be in the big leagues, so don't give up.
Blending uncommonly beautiful vocals with one of the sharpest poetic sensibilities in her field, Antje Duvåkåt has a remarkable ability to make us believe she is whispering secrets in our ear, and we know that she believes every word she sings. New Siberia is her third studio album and a masterpiece of the modern folk genre. Again produced by folk legend Richard Schindel, the cinematic ensemble sound showcases Antje's bold, sure-footed path through emotional terrain most artists dare not even enter. We'll start off with the title track to Antje Duvåkåt's New Siberia.
I was planted in a flower bed of sorrows, where ravens' laughter blew up from the west. Carried whispers of a dream about tomorrow, and my heart, it just beat borrowed in my chest. So I rode my one-eyed mare across the tundra. As soon as I was old enough to go, there were dangers that befell the ones who wandered. But the fern moss just looked pretty in the snow. I watched my breath crystallize against a lawless sky, and I was looking for you, looking for you, looking for new. Small destiny with valor, knowing I'd be better off alone than to sit upon a shore with dry land sailors, for the quest slept in the marrow of their bones, and their hearts were dull to the heron's call. Looking for you, looking for you, looking for you, my new Siberia. Will I grab my army knife and scratch the surface? Battlegrounds where dragon teeth lay sown. Half a picture of my lover in my pocket, and the other half as of yet unknown. And at night I slept, was dreaming of. Looking for new Siberia. I was looking for you, looking for you, looking for you. was looking for you, Siberia. Looking for new Siberia. Looking for you, Siberia. Right away that we'd be best buds. When you got on the school bus, your Chuck Taylors were ragged and worn in. It wasn't long till we were counting the days till graduation. We were dreaming of Oregon. You had a cousin in Portland. He had his very own place. So we hatched a scheme for how we get away. We found courage in the bourbon. Like sponges we soaked in the night until we sank down and huddled up against the bonfire. We were drunk on our youth and the band and the I held your head that night. You cried your eyes out on the curb after he crushed your heart with a single word. Juliet, you did your best. It's freezing in Columbus. Did you ever make it well? I was quiet, you were reckless, and the boys liked you better, and in truth I did mine. I was thunder to your lightning, you were flame, I was embers, and it scared me sometimes. And just being close to you, it felt like diving from the sky. You couldn't stem the bleeding, and neither could I. Juliet, you did your best. It's freezing in Columbus. Did you ever make it west? I think the wreckage was spilled into the frame. Juliet, you did your best. It's freezing in Columbus. Did you ever make it west?
From Antje Dubocote, that was Juliet, which appears on her latest album, New Siberia. Antje's path has taken many twists and turns, from Germany to the University of Delaware, then to a short stint in New York City and Vermont, followed by her current residence in Boston. She has won the John Lennon Songwriting Competition and the Best New Folk Award at the Kerrville Festival, as well as the Boston Music Award for Outstanding Folk Artist. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank technical producers Addison Pace and Shalane Smith-Needham for making this program sound wonderful. For years, Antje Dubocote's songs have been critically praised for their hard-won wisdom, dark-eyed realism, and street-smart romanticism. Fans will certainly find all of that on her latest release. But coursing up from beneath the dark, like flowers pushing through stone, is a mature sense of hope, growth, renewal, and love. She sees past the ghosts of a receding past to forge new trails of self-exploration, judging her journey not only by what's facing her, but by how far she's already traveled. Closing out the show, here is The Life of a Princess by Antje Dubokot. Thanks again for listening to Fresh Folk. This is Utah Public Radio.
Well, everyone envies the life of a princess, but no one knows how cold it gets. Inside a stone castle, especially at night, 'cause the servants go home and the fire dies. And way beyond the drawbridge, the lights flicker brightly down in the pubs of the town. And she pictures the dance, she imagines the songs, and the stairs to her chamber seem so long. And I will fight my battles in person, but I will not be crippled by dreams that have withered and died. When nobody was watching, I will not be crippled by dreams. On the banks of a river Clyde lies the wreckage of a boat, her bow ground away by the waves. She was carrying sugar, is how the tale goes, and her sweetness was lost to the deep blue below. And I will fight my battles in person, but I will not be crippled by dreams that have withered and died. When nobody was watching, I will not be crippled by dreams. La 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 la. Too many places, and too many faces, and too many ways to say goodbye. When you're one part water and two parts air, well, you tend to start floating till you're no longer there. I will fight my battles in person, but I will not be crippled by dreams that have withered and died. When nobody was watching, I will not be crippled by dreams. I will fight my battles in person, but I will not be crippled by dreams that have withered and died. When nobody was watching, I will not be crippled by dreams. No, I will not be crippled by dreams.